Adele is the most successful singer of our times. Really, you ask? Yes, really. She has an astonishing 10 Grammys, 4 Brit Awards, an Oscar, and a Golden Globe. Little wonder Adele is on track to becoming a billionaire by the age of 30. But perhaps most amazing is that all the accolades, all the commercial success, has been squeezed into just 2 albums. Now her third, simply called 25, was released on Friday. And again, centre stage is that incredible voice, punching out soul-piercing songs with extraordinary power. But Adele is so much more than an awe-inspiring singer. When I sat down with her, I found a woman who is irreverent and very candid.
I've got to be honest with you, this is an exclusive for you guys. It was so painful making that video when I'm standing on the pond. And I had 4 massive, like, bigger than this room, wind machines. I had grit and leaves in my under my eyelids. And all these leaves be coming, and I'd be like, stop, stop. Then my eyes would be, like, bleeding.
She's been hailed as a once-in-a-generation superstar with a voice that has smashed every conceivable music record.
The reaction to that has blown my mind. You know, I would never in a million years thought this was going to happen to me.
For nearly 3 years, Adele had all but disappeared from our lives. Until now.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
But amazingly, after all her success, the adulation, the exaltation, she can't believe that she's even sitting here today. What is it like to know that so many people love what you do?
It's incredible that people are letting me into their lives again. But yeah, I was worried I missed my window, and I was worried that the world moved on so much in so many different ways.
She needn't have worried. When word got out that Adele was back,
hello,
social media exploded.
It's me.
I had no idea how powerful social media was until this week. And up to now, I don't really get it. No, I don't really think, you know, let's go old school. And it's like, it's actually, you can't actually be old school in a world where social media is in charge of pretty much the world.
Hello.
It started with this.
It's me.
A 30-second TV ad. No name, no pictures, just a voice.
To go over everything.
Was your head under the doona while you were waiting for the response to this?
Yeah, I was a grumpy grump that day. When it went out, I was like, you know, and then I saw a couple of tweets and I thought, OK, no one cares, that's fine. Everyone thinks that's sort of like a Christmas advert or something. So, yeah, I was, like, bricking it.
But those first 2 tweets turned into a torrent and then a cascade of tributes from her fans.
Hello from the outside.
Her website was soon getting 4,000 hits a second. Adele couldn't believe it.
I don't know how I pulled that one off, you know, like being in...
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
The homes of that many people and stuff like that, but I'm waiting for someone to send me back to Tottenham or something.
That's not going to happen. Hello is already another Adele classic, an instant number one hit around the world. Hello? That's
hello.
About anyone in particular?
It's about everyone and reminding everyone that I'm still here despite everything. I'm still very much here and I think about you every day.
But Hello is just one song on her new album, which she admits didn't happen easily.
My main thing on this record was I want to be believed. And there was quite a long period where I didn't believe in myself when I was making this album. And I lost my confidence and I couldn't find myself for quite a while because I was just a mum. And the songs I was writing, they were great to the ear, but it didn't move me.
OK, so if it moves you, then it will move others.
Well, that's the only thing I can put it down to. But, I mean, I'm an emotional wreck. Anything moves me, so... I cry at anything. But, you know, it's just...
Even when you're singing your own songs, you cry.
Yeah, no, I do.
Thanks. Part of Adele's appeal is that she never holds back.
The guy that this next song's about, not enough time has gone by since he was a f***ing prick to me.
Her raw heartbreak and lost loves... motivation for many of her songs.
I hate to turn up out of the blue uninvited, but I couldn't stay away, I couldn't fight it. I had hoped you'd see my face and that you'd be reminded that for me it isn't over. Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
Her music coloured by stories that go back to tougher times.
Don't forget me, I beg. I'll remember you said. Sometimes it lasts in love, but sometimes it hurts instead.
It's not all that long ago that Adele Adkins, an only child, was living in London's working-class Tottenham with her struggling single mum, Penny. A little girl... who always knew she wanted to sing.
I remember obsessing about music quite a lot. Like when I liked an artist, I really liked them.
And your voice, was your voice always what it is now?
I was about five, I think. And I remember my mum being like, you know, like, it wasn't just like a five-year-old singing along. I remember her being a bit like, OK, yeah, you can sing. Like, and then no one ever told me to shut up. Like, and then like, when I was about 10, I used to do, like, Spice Girl concerts in my living room for dinner parties or whatever, you know. When they'd all had a few glasses of wine, I'd, like, bribe them into coming into my room for, like, a fiver. And I'd put on a show for them and stuff like that.
Run my hometown.
Those home concerts were more finely tuned at a British performing arts school with classmates Amy Winehouse and Jessie J. Just 3 days after graduating, Adele scored a recording contract.
Adele!
2 years later, her first album debuted at number one, selling 7 million copies worldwide. It won her 2 Grammys, one for Best New Artist. So what Adele did next came as quite a surprise. To the astonishment of her old bosses, she took up a job sorting CDs out the back of her local record shop.
Do you get a kick out of seeing your own stuff on a shelf?
Yeah, where's my albums? I do. Actually, the other day, I went to go and see my friends and their new baby, and Hello came on in the car, and it felt exactly like it did when I was, like, 19. And Hometown Glory came on the radio. So that was pretty nice, because I didn't think that would bother me, but it was. I was like, oh, my God! Like, you know, it was really exciting.
So you've still got the girl inside.
Oh, I mean, if anyone can get over that, then I think they're just weird.
The global superstar still loves a rummage around.
What do you think when you see these?
I think it's so much better after all the hours I've put into artwork to see it that big.
Nowadays, they have to shut up shop for the girl who worked in the back room after that first Grammy win.
Do John said, yeah, that he didn't pay you, which you were very happy about.
I didn't need, like, $5.50 an hour, did I, at that point? Finished, I've done my first album, I just won a Grammy.
Since 2012, Adele's life has never been the same.
Adele Atkins, rolling in
she
the
won
deep.
Six more Grammys for her second album, 21.
But my life changed when I wrote this song, and I felt it before anyone even heard it. I just felt it, so thank you.
Rolling in the Deep became the anthem for the brokenhearted. At only 24, she was one of the highest-selling artists of all time.
Hold your breath and count.
Adele didn't even need a second name.
Feel the earth move and then...
And the Oscar goes to...
Skyfall.
Adele.
And in 2013, she added an Oscar to her swathe of awards for the Bond theme to Skyfall.
Oh, God. Mate, believing in me all the time. And my man, I love you, baby. Just call it. Oh, my God!
Adele was now a brand.
Adele.
Thank you so much.
A commercial juggernaut, and she didn't much like it.
Thank you so much.
There are or were elements of what happened at 21 that quite... They really frightened me. It got pretty out of control and it got so big, I was a bit like, is it just like... just grew like limbs of its own and started like doing marathon runs and stuff like that.
What do you mean by that though? It just kept...
Well, it just kept... How was it possible that an album kept getting bigger and bigger? Like, the fact that I was frightened by it and distanced myself for no other reason other than to live a real life, to write a real record, that was the only reason. How am I supposed to write a record that people can relate to if I'm doing unrelatable things? It's impossible. So that's why I backed off.
Adele retreated from the world, immersing herself in the calm of home life with her new love, Simon Konecki, and then their new baby. But when you became a mum...
Yeah. Oh, that, shit hit the fan then. You think it's going to be easy and you think you'll be able to control it, especially because, like, most people do it. And it's like, I don't think most people would do it if they knew how hard it was. It's like, I'm still tired.
Oh, Adele's just woken up.
Yeah, that's what the album is. It's just like, okay, I've woken up now, guys.
Coming up, Adele's fears.
I get really nervous.
Projectile vomiting?
Yeah, I've done that.
Family.
For the first time in my entire life, I feel like I'm dealing with myself.
True love.
It's only because of him, I'm all right. When we're
young. And that voice. On 60 Minutes. She is hailed as a once-in-a-generation superstar. That incomparable voice and her irreverent style have made Adele the most successful singer of our times. But with fame, accolades and money comes expectation. And for Adele, a period of deep self-doubt. We're on the road with Adele.
That's all right. How are you feeling anyway?
I'm all right. I'm pretty rough.
She's taken us with her into a secret recording session in North London.
So you're set for this today?
I'm a bit worried about my voice.
And an exclusive opportunity to hear her new songs. It's all part of her preparation to launch her new album, 25. And it's what everyone has been waiting for.
It's a whole new me.
But for Adele, it's uncomfortable. It means she's having to deal with some old demons.
I get really nervous. It doesn't feel that comfortable being on a stage with a massive spotlight, with people wanting to be entertained. I never think I'm going to live up to it.
Projectile vomiting?
Yeah, I've done that. Yeah. I mean, I've pretty much done everything in my power to try and not get on the stage. But the thing is, I love it afterwards. Once the show's finished, I love it. Oh, I love that show. It was great once I'm off the stage.
But But watching and listening to her perform, it seems to all come so naturally. It is all about that voice.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we were sad of getting old. It made us restless. It was just like a movie.
You have done an extraordinary job of finding suits you, what works
for you. I do just stand there and sing, and every now and then I think, what could I do to spice it up a bit? Oh, maybe a bit of rain. Who are you trying to think of ways to spice it up? There's actually not much you can do with my music.
The other thing Adele can't do much about is the fact that she's now public property. You said that you don't want to be a celebrity.
No, I don't.
How do you avoid that?
I don't know, I feel like I've done a pretty good job of it, actually. Just not doing everything, not going to the opening of a letter or a packet of crisps.
And I know that you've brawled quite rightly with the paparazzi, so that's all part of it?
When I'm with my kid, I don't want my kid photographed. It's hard enough being a kid in general. Imagine growing up and, like, your first kiss, your first cigarette, like, all that. Like, if that's how I found out about my child's life, I don't think I'd ever forgive myself.
It's the world's most difficult place to be because, well, you don't have to sell yourself, but you want your music to be heard.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
I don't know.
I haven't sold out yet,
so I think
indeed, you said you won't do your perfume or...
Well, I mean, I've got nothing against people that do it. It's just the only reason people do it is for money, and I would rather not. I'd rather not give in to that, because I think also you don't want to get addicted to making money like that for doing shitty things. Like, do you know what I mean? It's like, so I'm all right, you know. I don't think I would ever do those things. And what would me having a perfume do? Because I wouldn't wear my perfume, so that's not me being in touch with my fans. I'll always wear the same perfume I've worn since I was 15.
Which is?
Christian Dior Hypnotic Poison. you know, and I've always worn that. There was a girl who was older than me at school that wore it. And every time she walked past me, I was like in heaven. Like, she smelled so amazing. So I've always worn that.
Adele's songs are about life, and mostly her own. And writing her new album was no different.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Album 25 is another snapshot of your life.
Yes, it is.
You said that this is not breaking up, this is making up with yourself.
For the first time in my entire life, I feel like I'm dealing with myself, and I think that's having become a mum. You only have so much space to kind of worry about things and cling on to things because you have a tiny capacity for yourself because this child takes up everything. And they're much bigger than you are.
At age 27, Adele is now very much in charge of her career.
Have you ever fallen down the stairs in public?
Not yet.
At XL Records, the label which so brilliantly signed her up back in 2006...
You don't perform with shoes on.
I go on in my heels and then after a while I'm like, let's take them off.
Adele may be shoes off, but absolutely hands-on.
So Phil does all my artwork. He works at XL at my label and we've done all three albums now together. And which I probably think this one probably nearly gave Phil a heart attack. I was changing things like when he was in Germany at the printers.
Do you have much argy bargy really?
Like, oh, really? Yeah. Argy bargy?
On
oh,
day
yeah.
one.
Phil won me over on the green 21 and now he's won me over on this coral 25. So those are things I would never pick and I say no and then Phil puts his foot down and then he wins.
How did you do it? How did you get
I just wear her down.
It was just like a song. My God, this reminds me of when we were young.
How does your mum feel about what you've achieved?
I think she's pretty overwhelmed. I can't imagine what it's like now that I'm a parent. The idea of your child almost belonging to so many other people that you don't know, it freaks me out a bit, the idea of it happening to my kid. So, but, you know, she's a good woman. She's a good woman, my mum.
Did you play this album to her?
No. I haven't played this album to many people.
Because?
I don't know, I'm scared.
Of what?
I don't want to disappoint them.
Well, they would...
My boyfriend loves it, and that was the real test. That was the real test. He loved it. He cares about me more than anything, but he doesn't care about the style of music that I make and stuff like that. So, and he just loved it. And I was just like, it's my man, you know, so it was good.
So is he in your songs?
Yeah, he's in a couple of them. Okay. I mean, not singing.
No.
Imagine. No, totally. But also, you know, being in such an amazing relationship with someone that's so there for me and so loyal, like, and is really part of my core now. That's what made me so all right about everything that I've ever done. Because I've got his love. Do you know what I mean? I know it sounds a bit like I'm trying to write a Hollywood movie, but it's only because of him and because of our kid and stuff that I'm all right. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the ultimate love story.
I guess it is.
So how does it end?
Well, hopefully forever after.
Finally, I can see you crystal clear.
Adele's music has rewritten all the record books. You could have had it all. If she never sang another note, she's absolutely made it. Hers is a true fairy tale. One that this little girl from Tottenham still has difficulty believing. What would Adele in Tottenham have made of all of this?
I don't know. I still think I'd be as mouthy then as I am now. it's very unbelievable that this would ever happen, I think. But that makes me enjoy it more and makes me, you know, if there's any other little 7 or 8 year old little girls in Tottenham, then it's very likely this could happen because it happened to me.
Hello, I'm Liz Hayes. Thanks for watching. To keep up with the latest from 60 Minutes Australia, make sure you subscribe to our channel. You can also download the 9 Now app for full episodes and other exclusive 60 Minutes content.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.